Welcome back to another episode of the Gene Smith Podcast presented by Incova Insurance, where we sit down each week to speak with the Ohio State Senior Vice President and Wolf Foundation Endowed Athletics Director to talk about the current state of OSU athletics. Today, we have another one of our Q&AD segments with Gene. Gene, how are we doing?
Great, Ben. Thanks for doing this.
Happy to do it. Our first question today comes from John in Vermilion. He wants to know if you can discuss the impact technology has on college athletics and how Ohio State is using technology to enhance the experience of our student athletes.
Well, it's embedded in almost everything that we do. Many of our sport programs, actually all of them, now participate with where they're wearing biomarker devices where our student athletes are tracked, and even they have devices where they're tracking their sleep. So it's a whole new ball game from that perspective. So our student athletes are able to really learn more about their body and their physiology, and ultimately make the changes necessary for them to be better, be it nutritional or just their workout. So technology is in that space big. The same thing in all of our facilities. I'm really fortunate that we had an opportunity to put Wi-Fi in our football stadium in the Shot. Our Wi-Fi is still, participation rate is still higher than even the Super Bowl this past year. So it's technology is something that we embrace as a part of our values, and it's in everything that we do.
Kyle up in Akron wants to know what the driving decision was to make a new ice rink here on campus, and who is championing that project.
Well, we need to have a new ice hockey facility first and foremost for our women's program. They're in an older facility, and their amenities are in another facility, so they have to walk outside to go to that other facility at their half and at between their matches, and it's just not a great situation for them. And then we also want to clear the land. There's 20 acres that. Where that facility is, and eventually we want to clear all that land for academic growth. And so we want to build a facility in our athletic district like our other facilities that have gone there. So we are going to hire an architectural firm to help us figure out what we need to build and how much it will cost. And as usual, for all of our facilities, we fundraise. So we're looking for donors. And Kyle, hopefully you're one. Who ultimately participate and help us raise the money to fund the facility. And we do all fundraising for all of our facilities. So that'll be our goal once we figure out what we're going to do and how much it'll cost.
Next question is from Julian here in Columbus. Julian wants to know what you make of the latest NCAA court case in Philadelphia. I assume Julian's referencing the Johnson versus NCAA case.
Yeah, I mean, it's been an issue, a conversation piece for a number of years, and now it's in the courts around pay for play and whether student athletes should ultimately be employees. There's a number of cases, the one in Philadelphia, but there's some others. And so we have to continue to evaluate whether our student athletes should be compensated at a higher level beyond their scholarship, which is room, board, books, tuition, and academic support, and many of them on Pell. So we have to figure out, eventually if we end up with a model where there's more compensation. And so we'll that court case will play out over time. As they're saying that it's going to take another 3 years. So we're just going to have to see how it goes. But I do believe we shouldn't wait for that. We need to, as a conference and as a under the NCAA umbrella, continue to study what we should or shouldn't do.
Bill, here in New Albany, wants to know who you think will replace Washington on the future football schedules.
Oh, wow. Bill in New Albany. Well, we can't announce that at this point in time. We're working with a couple teams, and hopefully within the next month or so, we'll have that figured out.
Fantastic. Never too early to start making plans for 2024.
Never too early. Would it be nice to have 8 home games?
Certainly, absolutely. See all of our friends 8 times over at the Shoe.
That's right.
That does it for another episode of the Gene Smith Podcast presented by Incova Insurance. Thanks for taking some time, Gene, to have another Q&A segment here. If you would like to submit a question for Gene, you can do so at ohiostatebuckeyes.com. Thanks to everyone who's listened and subscribed thus far. Be sure to leave a review wherever you find your podcasts. Until next time, for Gene Smith and everyone here at Ohio State Athletics, I'm Ben Waite. Be well and go Bucks.
Well, Bucks. Thanks, Ben.